Keep Your Cool at a New School by Mindy Ray Friedman, Church Magazines. Remembering these five principles can help you face an unfamiliar place. Your alarm goes off, and as you reach to turn it off, you suddenly remember, oh no, it's my first day at a new school. As tempted as you are to pull the covers over your head and go back to sleep, you know you've got to face the day. But what if nobody likes you? What if you can't make friends? Or if people make fun of you when they find out you're a member of the church? Relax, you've got this covered. Remember these five gospel principles and let your worries fade away. Remember who you are. You are a child of God and He loves you. You can rely on Heavenly Father when you need comfort. Even if you don't make friends at school right away, He will not leave you alone. Sister Elaine S. Dalton, former Young Women General President, taught, "When you make a transition, you are never alone. Our Heavenly Father knows exactly where you are, and He will be with you." How to Dare Great Things, New Era, March 2012, page 48. For more information on God's love and comfort, read John chapter 3, verse 16, John chapter 14, verse 18, 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 15, and Alma chapter 26, verse 37. Let the gospel lift you. The gospel provides answers and guidance for the situations you face every day. For example, a young man from Nigeria found comfort when he needed to take an exam for school but didn't have the required money. Read A Test to Take Tests on page 47. In every situation, think about how the gospel can help you. For example, if you're struggling to keep up in your new classes, read Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 118, and you'll find that you can get help from the Lord as you learn. If you're surrounded by bad things at school, study the life and teachings of Moroni. He had great insight on living in a world full of wickedness. See Mormon chapter 8 and Ether chapter 12, along with his father's counsel in Moroni chapter 9. Seek out good friends. Be friendly to everyone at your new school, but make sure that the people you spend your time with are the kinds of friends who support you and help you live the gospel. They'll make a huge difference in your life. For more on this topic, watch the video, A True Friend, at lds.org/go/93true, and read the Friends section in For the Strength of Youth. You can also read My Friend Stood Up With Me and An Unexpected Friend on pages 46 and 47 of this issue. Be an example and be yourself. You may be worried that you'll already stick out by being the new kid in school and that announcing you're a Latter-day Saint will make you stick out even more. But being an example is not about calling attention to yourself. It's about doing what's right. Just be who you are and act in a way that's consistent with your gospel knowledge. Your friends and peers will appreciate being around someone who is genuine and not always pretending to be someone else. To learn more about being an example, read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 5. You can also read What's So Great About the Great and Spacious Building on page 4 of this issue. Focus on your blessings. Rather than worry if people will judge you for keeping your standards, remember that you'll have greater peace of mind when you stand up for what you believe, because great blessings come when we keep the commandments. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 20 through 21. Although you may not always recognize those blessings immediately, not everyone at your school will have the same standards you have, but you will find some people who admire you when you have the courage to live your beliefs. To learn more about having courage to keep your standards, read Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, and then watch President Thomas S. Monson's video, Dare to Stand Alone, at lds.org/go/93dare. When times get tough, try counting your blessings, perhaps even keeping a daily record of them, to help you focus on all the things God is blessing you with each day. End of the article, Keep Your Cool at a New School by Mindy Ray Friedman.